Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Locked On Cavaliers. As always, I'm your host, Chris Manning, from Fear the Sword and Hardwood Paroxysm. So today, we're going to do a quick recap of last night's Raptors-Cavs preseason game. If you watched that game, I give you a lot of credit for sticking through it. It was not the most fun thing to watch. The preseason basketball is not exactly the most fun thing, but a couple things worth noting last night. And we'll run through those really quick here. So for starters, if you did not watch it, the Cavs lost 119-94 at home. One thing that's worth kind of funny here that's not basketball-y, the Cavs went back to their court from last season. Dan Gilbert tweeted that there's some issues with the new black surrounded court, black trimmed court, so that's not going to be there for opening night. So if you're a fan of the Navy court the team had last year, that is still going to be there for at least for the start of the season. Maybe longer. It seemed like a lot of people didn't really like the black. I was a fan of it because I thought it fit the finals motif and all that stuff, but we'll see. Quick box score notes about that game. Kyle Lowry led all scorers with 25 points and 6-9 shooting in 20 minutes. Was 6-9 from the field, 10-10 from the line, also had 6 assists. Kevin Love led the Cavs with 19 points in 25 minutes. Kyrie Irving added 13, and LeBron James didn't play. Mike Dunleavy didn't play. Dante Jones didn't play, and James Jones didn't play. For the Raptors, Terrence Ross didn't play, Jared Sullinger didn't play, DeMar DeRozan didn't play. So big players, important players on both teams did not play. If you want to get a couple takeaways from this game, there's only really a couple from the Cavs perspective here. Number one, Tristan Thompson was back, and he played 21 minutes, had 8 points, only had 3 rebounds, only 1 offensive rebound. But it was good to see him back on the court. Thompson, of course, has been out with a sore foot. He's been practicing but hadn't played. And seeing him make his preseason debut was definitely a good thing. He's obviously a huge part of this Cavs team. He's going to play 30-some minutes a night as the team's starting center. And making sure he can play and move and look good is definitely a positive for this team. He has not ever really been injured. I mean, he's played 370 consecutive games. For the regular season. That is the franchise record. That's the longest streak in the NBA. And a sore foot in a big guy is never necessarily a good thing. It's not necessarily indicative of anything bad, but when you hear a guy that's 6'9", 6'10", and you hear sore feet, that's never good. That inspires some fear. But he's back. He seems fine. The x-rays were no issue. And he just looked good. That is a positive. The preseason is not really worth a whole lot. The Cavs do play tonight against the Bulls. They play next week, but the preseason for this team doesn't matter. You can tell they're coasting a little bit, but the little thing of just getting him out there certainly matters. Certainly matters to get him in there and get him some actual minutes. Getting him any reps at all is a very good thing. And it's actually the first preseason game he's played in 2 years because of a couple different things, so that's just worth noting. Number two, Jordan McRae kind of struggled again last night. He wasn't exactly overwhelmed or didn't have necessarily a bad shooting night. He played 17 minutes off the bench, scored 6 points, 3-6 shooting, didn't take a 3, also had 1 rebound and 1 assist, but he had a plus-minus of negative 24, the worst on the team by 10 full points, with Kyrie Irving as the other one. And single-game plus-minus are tricky, but McRae just was not really the McRae we have seen him potentially be last night. Just wasn't particularly physical on defense, was not particularly in the flow of the game, and just didn't really play to the level we've seen him play. Didn't take any threes, which is a little bit weird. So it's just a little odd to see him play that way, and a little frustrating to see him play that way. This is a guy that again, is you've heard on this show, you've read on Fear the Sword, you've read everywhere if you read Cavs stuff. This guy's probably going to play from day one. He is probably going to be a part of the rotation. He is probably going to be someone who gets minutes because J.R. Smith is out and because the team really likes him. Now, it's not going to be as a point guard anymore, as a nominal point guard. The team kind of ended that experiment last week. So that means he's got to hit threes off ball. That means he's going to have to defend. And last night, he just wasn't really doing that. It's a preseason game, and I know the team really does believe in him. Phil Handy has worked with him a lot. Tyronn Lue believes in him. David Griffin really believes in him. He's tight with Kyrie and Shump. This is a guy that has the team's backing, but last night was not really the best Jordan McRae performance. And in Kay Felder's performance, 19 minutes, 1-6 shooting, 5 points, 2 turnovers, 1 steal, 3 assists, 1 rebound. Didn't really play much in the first half because they went with Tony Douglas, seeing if Tony Douglas can play. And last night, just another little theme here. The Tyronn Lue, if you're frustrated by how the rotation looked, just remember this is preseason basketball. This is not something where the team is going to really have their exact rotation. I mean, when LeBron's out there, that throws everything into this wonky alternative reality, if you will. But last night, John Holland and Corey Jefferson and Tony Douglas played like pretty big amounts in the first half. Or at least Douglas and Holland did, and with the rotation. And those are guys that might not be in the team when the season starts on October 25th against the Knicks. So just remember that. I mean, you're going to have guys that are just playing because they're trying to keep guys there. And I think with Tony Douglas in particular, the team is really trying to weigh if he's someone the team wants to keep around. If he is actually a better backup point guard option than Kay Felder at this point. And remember, I don't know if you saw the report from Joe Varden, but Mo Williams is actually still on the roster. He had surgery. Seems upset with the team. I don't think he'll actually be in the team much longer, but he's technically still on the roster. And that in itself is worth noting. He's going to be supervised by the Cavs rehab people. And to me, that is just sort of an interesting little thing to note there. So it's tricky. 2 roster spots, 4 guys committing for them. So, yeah. The last takeaway from last night, before we kind of run down a couple other little things, is that I thought Kevin Love looked really comfortable last night. He didn't, you know, he only finished 5 of 11, 3, 6, and 3, went to the line 7 times, making 6 of his shots. So it wasn't, you know, the best game he's ever had, but he just looked very comfortable, looked very relaxed out there. Watching his body language the past couple years has been something we have done a lot of, that everyone I think has done a lot of, because there's been a lot of wondering if he actually fits on this team, if he actually fits with LeBron and whatnot. Last night, I know LeBron's out there and it's preseason, so I'm just wondering if this actually means anything in my own head, but he's a guy who looked comfortable. His threes were going off crisp. He looked like he just fit in with what this team really wanted to do, and he just looked more comfortable and relaxed than he has, and I think that matters. If there's anything I'm taking away from this preseason, it's that the team is believing in Felder and McRae, and that maybe Kevin Love actually looks comfortable in year 3. That would be a huge development if Kevin Love is fully comfortable with the Cavs in his third year. So looking out for that is big. A couple other just things from last night. Again, LeBron did not play. J.R. Smith obviously did not play, but because he's not signed, but his picture is still up at the arena, so it's just kind of this weird thing going on there. And Channing Frye hurt his ankle. This is not a big deal. If it was a bigger deal, I think I would have led the show with it. So I didn't mean to bury the lead on you listeners out there. But 4 minutes only played, had a tweaked his ankle. Per Jason Lode, that can be in journal. It's just a mild ankle sprain, had a negative x-ray. So nothing structurally wrong. He probably out a couple days, wasn't going to play tonight anyway. And it's just worth noting that he did get hurt, and you probably won't see him again until the regular season. If I was coaching the team, at least I would just, there's no point. You know what you have in Frye. Just see if you want to keep a Holland or a Jefferson around, if they play well enough, and go from there. So looking ahead, tonight the Cavs play the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls obviously are a new look team. They still have Hoiberg and Jimmy Butler, but there's no more Derrick Rose in his Rajon Rondo. They have Dwayne Wade, and it's going to probably be a preseason game. LeBron's not going to play. I don't know how many people are actually going to play out of the actual rotation. This is a game the Cavs might just, you know, not care too much. They might just let Felder and McRae play 35 minutes and see where it goes. So don't really put too much stock into what tonight's game is. If you want to learn more about the Bulls, we did a podcast about 2-3 weeks ago with Sean Hyken of Locked On Bulls. That's also co-hosted by Cody Westerlund, who's, you know, they do a really good job over there at Locked On Bulls. I learned a lot about the Bulls from talking to Sean, who covers the team for The Athletic in Chicago. Shout out to John Greenberg, an OU alum like myself, who runs The Athletic and helped found The Athletic. So check that out. And go check out that podcast if you haven't listened. If you want to learn more about the Bulls, that was part of our team preview week. We're going to do some more previews coming up, which is pretty cool. But just make sure you know that if you want to go learn more about the Bulls, there's a podcast already there for you. In this game tonight, we'll have a recap of Winfrey the Sword. There will be something there for you if you want to read about it. But again, this is not going to be a game, I think, that particularly matters in the big scheme. It's going to be something that when you look back at the season in July and you're thinking about the season, it's not going to be one of the 10 games you're like, oh, that game was great. It's LeBron's probably not going to play. He might because of Wade, and he didn't play last night, but I would expect him playing next week. Kyrie might not play. Love might not play. It's just one of those things it doesn't matter all that much. So it's just giving you guys a little bit of look what's to come. After games this season, I don't know if we'll do it every game, but maybe bigger games, we'll do a little recapping. I know a lot of you are watching the games and reading recaps of games. So I might not do this all the time, but I think if you like the format, let me know. If there's some things you'd like me to cover about the game, if you want to pick an MVP of the game or my favorite play of the game, I'd be definitely open to things like that. So if there's something you'd like to see, let me know. This is the last show of the week, obviously. We'll be back on Monday with a mailbags and a little bit of a week preview of sorts. So make sure you submit your mailbag questions to lockedoncavs@gmail.com or to lockedoncavs on Twitter. Like us on Facebook and everything. Please go on iTunes and give us a rating and review. It helps other people find the show. Just a couple notes for next week. We are going to obviously have the mailbag. We're going to do an episode fully on Kay Felder and Jordan McRae. I've gotten a bunch of emails asking about those two. Just do a podcast on those two guys. What you guys want to hear is what I'm here to do, so we're definitely going to do that and look at how they actually fit. Once the roster is a little bit more solidified, we're going to do a little bit of dive into that. Hoping to preview another team this week. Hoping to have someone on to talk a little bit more about LeBron. Someone pretty big that I'm hoping we land. And we're also going to be talking to Chops, who's been on the show before, about Rich Paul. He's got something coming really cool out at Complex that you should check out next week. That he's going to give us some unique insight into Rich Paul, the man behind LeBron, his agent, the agent of J.R. Smith. So you have to check out that for sure. Check out that podcast. That'll be next Friday. That'll be sort of our first Fan Friday type thing. We've got a couple emails about that. And just to start, it is going to be people that I know because I have a rapport with them. We may open that up more to more listeners as it goes on, but a lot of it depends on production time and stuff like that if we can make that work. But it's going to be guys that are Cavs fans that you should know if you're into Cavs Twitter. And check them out and just make sure you follow them. Guys like Chops, guys like Jacob Rosin, guys who've been on the show before, guys that I have a good rapport with that I know are going to come and give a little bit more of a fan insight than I maybe will. So this has been today's episode. Hope you liked it. Again, please follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Go give us that rating review on iTunes. Maybe if someone leaves a really good review, I'll give you a shout-out on the show next week. I'll read it aloud, give you a little shout-out on Monday's show. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Enjoy college football. Enjoy MLB playoffs. Indians are playing tonight, which should be pretty crazy in Cleveland. Kluber on the mound against the Jays, which should be a great game. We'll talk to you guys again on Monday.